5. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
I just heard at the top of the hour news, undocumented immigrants. Now, if a person were to walk out of the Chinese factory outlet without paying for a television, would that be an undocumented purchase? Unbelievable how we have twisted the English language. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USAprepares.com. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Joel Johnson is with us. He is the real MacGyver. The real MacGyver. And he's going to be with us at the Get Prepared Expo, July 19, 20, and 21, right here in Lebanon, Missouri, at the Cowan Civic Center. Welcome, Joel Johnson.
Good morning, Vinny. It's great to be here again. I've been up all morning practicing my radio voice so I could be on with you. Looking forward to it. How does that sound?
Hey, Joel, you have been with us since Get Prepared Expo number one. You travel the country. You teach people about survival and preparedness. I had a question for you, and that is, are you seeing any changes in the attitudes toward those whom you meet relating to preparedness? Are they becoming more prepared, less prepared, or are they back where they were?
No.
A couple years ago.
Very positive change in two directions. One, Vinny, people are really, really getting on the ball now as far as understanding the importance of being ready for any type of catastrophic event. It doesn't have to be a cataclysmic electromagnetic pulse wiping out all electricity as we know it, but it can be something like the tornado and more, the tornado in Joplin. Folks are starting to realize that the same skills and needs and provisions need to be made for any type of situation like that. And I think that's very, very good. It's a step in the positive, a very positive step in the right direction. The second thing I've noticed is that there used to be a, and perhaps with outsiders looking in without really attending an expo, there used to be a misconception that the people that are involved in these types of events are kind of on the fringe, you know, the wackadoos that are kind of stored away, very paranoid people, et cetera. And what I'm noticing is that many, many, many more mainstream folks that live their lives regularly in every way, go to church, go to work, et cetera, are realizing the importance of learning how to protect the sanctity of their family, of their home, and to be ready to move, to go, if they have to, in the event of a catastrophe. So it's becoming a much more mainstream population at these events over the last few years, and definitely people are increasing in their awareness and their willingness to do what they need to do to get ready. So I like what I'm saying.
I have noticed that the statistics for those applying for concealed carry permits is up, and people are worried about defense. They're worried about what their government might be doing to them. And the lack of trust in the government, the federal government, is at an all-time high. As a matter of fact, there's a Gallup poll, and the number one least trusted entity is Congress. Only 10% of the people have trust and faith and confidence in their Congress. I just want to know what's wrong with the other nine. What's wrong with that 10%? That 90% understand. There's 10% of Americans who still trust Congress. We are, you know, we are at historic times. The weather is out of control. It really is. We are manipulating the weather. We are causing storms. It's wreaking havoc on the planet. The food supply is in jeopardy. Those of us who are farmers are having a really tough time planning for anything. And, you know, some are wondering, are they going to have enough hay to winter their cows? Some are having trouble planting. I drove by a farmer who's trying to plant corn. It's a mess. It's not growing worth a darn. And so people are starting, as I see it, they're starting to prepare more because they have less confidence in the media. About 25% of Americans trust the newspapers. About the same trust the TV. These are low numbers. One out of four trust the news on television. One out of four trust what they read in the newspapers. It used to be that if it was in the newspaper, it was probably true. Now, 75% don't buy it, don't believe it. We're in a lot of trouble in a lot of ways, wouldn't you say, Joel?
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, Ruger is coming out with a semi-automatic handgun now called the Congressman, that you can't fire it and it won't work. And that probably has a whole lot to do with why there's a lack of trust in the government. And then, good grief, just turn on television and watch what's going on with the top scandals in this country involving the federal government. It's obscene. It really is. But it's not something that hasn't been going on for a long, long time. It's just that all of these things have kind of emerged at once. And then, of course, you got the situation with the IRS, and everyone loves to hate the IRS. So you know, that scandal is staying right there at the top. And then, of course, if you really want to tick off the media, attack the media. And you'll notice that, when you start looking at the federal government taking a shot at the First Amendment, all of a sudden the media are going to get on board and do something about it. So, yeah, I think folks are just getting fed up. They're sick and tired of being sick and tired. And it's time.
Yeah, and I was thinking about another definition for the word politician. And I think this is pretty close. Politicians take things they don't own and promise them to other people.
That's very good.
Politicians take things, they take things they don't own and promise them to other people. I think that's true. I think that's the new definition of politician.
If any business, if any for-profit organization or any non-profit organization ran their business the way the federal government runs theirs and runs ours, they wouldn't be in business more than a year. It's crazy, and they'd probably be prosecuted and in jail.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Joel, I get a lot of calls in the studio, and I take the calls and I answer the phone myself. There's some that believe that you should have people in front of you to distance yourself from your customers, your class, your clients. I don't think so. I want to take the calls myself, so there's nobody between me and the telephone. And you know, when I'm in the studio, and I get calls from people who say, "Listen, we've got an expo coming up, and we'd like to see if you'd like to be an exhibitor at our expo." And I go, How'd you find my number? And they'll say, well, I'm looking at your website, and I'm making these calls, and I'm inviting people to come to our expo. So I'm just going down the list. I'm going down the list of the people who come to your expo, and I'm inviting them to our expo. Like, okay. here's where I'm going with that. Here are people who use us to find talent for their expos because they think that this is a get-rich-quick scheme. They really do. Joel, they think that the... I'm sorry, you're breaking up.
I'm sorry, am I okay now?
Yeah, you're okay. I missed what you just last said.
Well, Vinny, that happens to me all the time. You know, I've been invited because of MacGyver 101 and because of the Kodiak Survival Institute. I've been invited to be a vendor or a presenter at virtually every other survival expo in the country. And to date, the Get Prepared Expo is the only expo that I have participated in, other than being an attendee. And I have been an attendee at several of the others, and that's one of the main reasons why I've balked at getting involved with the others. Each one I have a different reason. I don't want to name names, and I don't want to go into the specific reasons, but sometimes it's ethical, sometimes it's financial, sometimes it just has to do with the fact that they promise something that they absolutely don't deliver. And the other thing is the motivation you're talking to. If I get a sense that an organization or a group or a company is out to make a lot of money capitalizing on this event by fostering fear and paranoia, charging very high dollars to the vendors while letting people in for free to try to bring them in, then I get concerned. And so I've been very, very slow. There have been a couple of municipal events that I've said that I will participate in, meaning a small town, for example, that's having their own local survival type of expo. There's two of those that I've agreed to participate in this coming year. But other than that, you're it. And the reason is it's not that you're doing the best job out there, which you are. It's because you're the only one doing a truly good job at what you're trying to do. Benny, I'll tell you, you've earned my respect over the last several years in working with you. You know, you are a man of integrity. You absolutely believe in what you're doing. You're not in it for the money. That's clear. You think that what we're doing is important, and I respect you for that, and you have my loyalty.
Well, I appreciate that, Joel. The reason I asked you is because these events are propping up everywhere, and I think it's great as long as the motivation for them is of education rather than instilling fear. And I'll talk a little bit about that when we come back. Fear at expos. Joel Johnson, Kodiak Survival Gear, the real MacGyver.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
it's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to alli-c.com, spelled alli-c.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at alli-c.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Joel Johnson's with us. KodiakSurvivalGear.com. Joel Johnson has been to every single one of our expos. He's going to be at the July 19-20-21 Expo right here in Lebanon, Missouri. Joel, I was talking about fear. And what is happening is there are people who are appearing on the radio who are selling fear. And I don't want anything to do with any of that or with them. And the reason is, I don't want people to react to fear. I want them to understand what the situation is. I want them to learn why things are happening. And I want to help them understand what alternatives they have to solving these issues, problems, concerns, if they have them. So, for example, if someone is on a very tight budget and he or she needs to buy food, there are lots of solutions. There are lots of ways that a person can prepare a long-term food storage plan. And that's something that we teach here on the broadcast classroom. And we teach it at the expo and we teach it at the meetups. But selling fear and convincing them through a visceral reaction to, I'm going to die if I don't buy this bucket of food from a specific company because they have everything I need in this bucket, that bothers me. You know, water is very inexpensive. You don't need to buy water in buckets. You can fill your own empty 2-liter bottles with water and keep it. You can have a water filtration system, and if you have a source for water, you can use the water filtration system to filter your water. So there are a lot of alternatives, but selling fear and telling people they're going to die unless they buy this bucket And I'm not talking about any specific company. I'm talking about fear, selling fear in general. I won't allow it. I won't allow it on the radio broadcast, and I won't allow it at the expo, and I won't allow it at the meetups. It just bothers me. And Joel, as the seminar that you teach, you're the real MacGyver. You teach people ways of thinking outside the normal, traditional ways. You
yes.
teach them to how to use the things that are around them, and you call that invisible inventions. Can you share us with us what that concept is?
Sure. Well, invisible inventions is the idea of doing one of two things or both in a given emergency situation. One is having something on hand and figuring out something really cool and different to do with it that the inventor never had in mind mm-hmm. when he made the thing. The other thing is not having it on hand but needing it and learning how to adapt things that you find in your environment to meet that need. It's not rocket science. It doesn't require a degree in chemistry or engineering. It requires the ability to look and see and conceptualize and behave differently than we do in the past. And so MacGyver 101 teaches those skills, systematic problem solving, creative processes. It's designed to empower. We show them a lot of really cool stuff we've done and do, but rather than just teaching them magic tricks and saying, you know, if you take this pork and bean can, this ink pen, this piece of chewing gum, and this wad of cotton, you can make a flamethrower out of it. The best thing to do is to teach them how to adapt to whatever they need with whatever they find. So we're about creativity, fostering creativity, empowerment, and skill building. And that's what the expo focuses on, Vinny. You know, there are two ways to clobber people with fear. One is to lie about the boogeyman, and the other one is to tell the truth about the boogeyman but not offer any solutions on how to combat him. Other programs I've been to do a combination of those two. They really either exaggerate the likelihood of a certain type of catastrophic event happening, or they or about some nebulous enemy out there that can't quite be identified, but the nebulous they are going to get you, or they basically tell the truth about the problem, but they're problem-focused, not solution-focused.
There you go. Joel Johnson, when we come back, Joel, let's talk about some changes that we've made to the Get Prepared Expo so that we can get deeper, deeper into the solutions in the time that we have at the Get Prepared Expo. And that's coming up in Lebanon, Missouri. USA Prepared.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What?
Today,
God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Joel Johnson's with us, and Joel, you know, you never know who's listening and who's in class. And I just got an email from one of our esteemed faculty, Jeff Olms. Jeff Olms is our tactical firearms instructor. His last name is spelled O-L-M-S. And he teaches classes at the Expo, and he teaches our concealed carry classes in Springfield, Missouri. And he's on the radio with us. And here's the email. I hope he doesn't mind if I read this and identify him. Vince, and this just came in. Vince, I got a call and an email from these guys claiming they were at the last Get Prepared Expo and picked up my card. Never did they identify themselves as a expo promoter. Pretty sneaky, if you ask me. I have obviously politely declined the offer to go to this particular expo, and their offer is directed at vendors making money. Go figure. I never got in this to get rich, but then you already knew that. Like Joel was just commenting about himself. He's with you, and he says, I like to stick with the winners. That is from Jeff Olms. And, class, the reason that I decided to mention this is I am getting calls from all over the country, people telling me that they want to start their own expos. And I applaud them for doing that. I really do. And I tell them, don't consider me a competitor. Don't consider that. But I ask them, do you live on a farm? Do you live, how prepared are you? What do you know about preparedness? And the answer is always the same. Well, we're just starting. We're just starting. And my husband and I have this other business, and we're learning about preparedness. And, you know, we want to have an expo, a show. We want to teach people about preparedness. And I always say the same thing. If you don't eat, sleep, and drink it, if you are not a survivalist, forget it. Because no one's going to believe you. If you, and it's true, Joel. And they're,
absolutely,
they're everywhere.
What
they and
doing, what they need to be doing is attending the expo, not running one. But they're in it most likely in it for what they think is going to be big bucks, Benny, because they see it as the issue of the hour, the hot item, you know, the pet project that is out there that everyone is talking about, and they want to strike while the iron is hot to make money. And that's the number one reason I've detected that these other groups are doing what they're doing. You know, you charge a ridiculously small amount of money to be a vendor at your expo compared to what the other groups charge. You know, and then they'll let the public in for free where you charge a very small, modest amount. But you recognize that the, you know, that you're going to be bringing in people that are serious about doing something about it. If they're not willing to pay, $10 or $15 or $8 if they print out a coupon ahead of time for 2 days of school, you know, then they're not serious about it. They're just looking for something to do with their day and want to come in and, you know, be curiosity seekers. And those folks are fine too. I love them walking in because it gives me an opportunity to increase their awareness, their, you know, and their sensitivity as well as their competency level. But yeah, it's ludicrous to turn around and want to run an event, when you don't have the slightest idea what the basic concepts are about that cause is based upon. But the country's full of those.
Yeah, we had an event in Springfield, Missouri, about a month ago, and it was being put on by a television station, and it was being managed by an advertising agency. And I happen to know this particular advertising agency, and a couple of years ago, they wanted to do the advertising for the Get Prepared Expo, our expo, and they indicated to us that they had no knowledge about a preparedness expo. They didn't know what was involved in doing it. I couldn't believe it. So they want to manage a project. They want to get paid an enormous commission, and they have no idea what it's about. Of course, we didn't use them. But what I'm saying is there are people who portray themselves as experts that have no clue. And I don't want anybody to think that this is sour grapes. I'm encouraging people to have their expos. But don't think that you're going to make a fortune in it, because I don't make money on this. This is a break-even proposition if I'm fortunate. It's a break-even proposition. And I call this my church, Joel. This is my church of physical preparedness. And that's why I do it. And I was talking to this one lady yesterday who wants to start up her own expo a couple thousand miles away from us. And I said, expect to lose money for the first 2 years. And then by maybe six expos, you might recover the cost that you lost on the first half. And you might break even after six expos. You might. And I think she was absolutely shocked. I believe that she thought that this was a cash cow, you know, just run a few ads and you're good to go. Absolutely not. And by the way, Joel, I got some comments. People ask me why I moved it from Springfield to Lebanon. It's 50 miles away. They said, do you realize how far that is for us to travel? It's 50 miles away. Joel, 50. If they can't go 50 miles.
You know why I'm laughing? Because we had we had people from, 42 states that flew in and drove in to attend your event. We had folks from Washington. We had folks from Florida. We had folks from California that traveled there to attend for 2 days. You know, and if 50 miles is a problem, I'll pick you up on my way up to Lebanon. Just give me a call, and I'll have probably an extra seat in my truck, and I'll get you to Lebanon if that's a hassle for you. But I'll tell you what, Vinny, if they bother to travel that 50 miles, their life is going to change. It absolutely is.
Joel,
go ahead.
Let me share this with you. I mentioned this briefly on the radio. We're going to teach a seminar about what's happening in schools. And we can do that. But one of the people who was going to expose what's happening in public schools told me that she could not come on the air with me because in her contract it says she will not talk to the media. Now, she can come to the Get Prepared Expo and talk about what's happening in public school because it's not the media. It's a seminar she'll be presenting. And I think that's wonderful. But what I'm saying is I couldn't figure out for the life of me why, if we were willing to buy tickets for teachers, their spouses, and their children so that they could teach the children in their classes, any teacher, homeschool, public school, private school, it didn't matter to me. We will let them come in for free because they are teaching the future generation. That's why we let them in for free. And anybody who needs a scholarship, they come in for free too. It's not a free event, but if the $15 or $18 or the $8 is a hardship, we're delighted to provide them a scholarship. No questions, no forms, no applications. Just tell us that they need it and they're in for free. It's as simple as that. But I couldn't figure out why the teachers would not show up. Only 8 teachers showed up at the last event. There were thousands of people, only 8 teachers. And here's why. Because in their contract, it says they cannot talk to the media. That's why teachers don't come. I couldn't figure it out. The teachers are prevented from getting involved with people in the media. Can you imagine? They're afraid of losing their pensions.
That's the answer that they came up with after the fact. But if you recall, the initial response that we got was that the reason that they weren't coming was because it was their day off. They weren't being paid to attend. It pointed to the complacency of the system and the burned out people that are in the system. They wouldn't be talking to the media by coming to the event. That's ludicrous. To offer that as an excuse for not taking up on free attendance, you know, you weren't going to sucker them in with a vaudeville hook and shove a microphone in their face and ask them a bunch of questions. You know, you were inviting them to come attend free workshops, free education, free training, and to get involved in learning more about how to go back to their schools and better prepare and educate their children. They're students, and they didn't want to do it because it was their day off. Three shows ago, I can't remember, but when we were talking about this issue, and a school teacher called up, and that was her bona fide reason. She said, you know, you got to understand something. We work a lot, you know, and granted they do. I mean, you know, we have to grade papers when we get home and stuff like that, and you're asking us to come in on our day off when we're not getting paid. Well, nobody else attending got paid to be there. You know, I don't buy that as a reason. But that poor lady,
I think that poor lady was sorry she called in. That was one of the first times I went after a caller, and I explained to her that, her day ends at 3:05. She gets 3 months off in the summer. She's got the best benefit package on the planet. And unless she molests a child, she's got tenure. And And I said, it's a lack of planning. It's a lack of planning that prevented you from coming to the expo, because you could have done your grocery shopping Thursday night, Wednesday night, after school, after 3:05. But no, didn't do it. So and then she told me that she's got church on Sunday. And I said, and what is it? What is it about these darn preachers where they demand that you go and do these rituals in church and tithe 52 weeks a year? They won't let you physically prepare 1 week. 1 week. One weekend out of the year. They won't let you, because you're just not going to make that bus to heaven if you miss that week by going to the Get Prepared Expo and physically preparing. I believe that preachers are greedy. I believe they're greedy, and they don't want to let go of that 1/52nd of the year of tithing and donations to the church or the synagogue or whatever it is. They don't want to let go of it. So they won't come to the Get Prepared Expo either. I can't believe it. It's frustrating. Joel Johnson, we'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crovel Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Rawson here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, let me just mention a couple brief things. Eric Lancaster of Terraganics has been to the Get Prepared Expo. Stephen Hewer of One World Way, Synergistic Nutrition, has been to the Get Prepared Expo. Atlas Storm Shelters has been to the Get Prepared Expo. Dr. Joel Wallach's going to be at this one. Joyce Riley's going to be at this one. And this is an open invitation to all of our Genesis Communications Network broadcasters. I'm inviting you to be my guest at the Get Prepared Expo. And if there's something that you feel is important to say, let me know, and we'll see if we can get you a speaking slot at the Get Prepared Expo. So, Richard Mack's going to be there, and so many others, other broadcasters are going to be there. And we're going to have an interesting seminar, something that we've never done, something that's never been done at a preparedness expo. We feel the country's in so much trouble that if you are interested in starting your own broadcast, we'll have a panel of broadcasters that will help you with that. And we're going to teach you some of the tricks, some of the tricks of the trade. That will be Joyce Riley, Sam Bushman, John Moore, and Michael Evans, and possibly Beth Schoenberg will be there teaching this seminar at the Get Prepared Expo, starting your own broadcast. What's involved, the pitfalls, the velvet hammer, all the bad things that can happen to you. And also we're going to teach you how to get your message on mainstream media talk shows, how to get through the call screener, what to say to get to the point where you're on the air and you can actually get your point across. Joel Johnson's with us. Joel, you had some questions for me about broadcasting?
Yeah. You know, Vinny, my wife pointed out to me quite a while back how much skinnier and better looking I am on the radio than I am on television, and how it might be a good idea for me to start my own radio program. And, so I thought if I'm going to do that, I might as well come to the expert and ask. You have been extremely successful in what you're doing. You mentioned just a minute ago, though, something, a concept that maybe the viewers or the listeners don't know what you're talking about, the velvet hammer. Can you start off by quickly telling us what that means? I know, but let them know.
Yeah, the velvet hammer. Okay, the velvet hammer is a term that was created by Chuck Harder, a broadcaster of great experience and great respect. We really like Chuck Harder. I met him many years ago. And basically what he says is if you think that you can broadcast and talk about the truth and name the names, you're going to get called into the front office and they're going to say, and this has happened to me, Vinny, we love you. Vinny, you're doing a great job. Now, this is not Genesis Communications. This is a local broadcast station in Springfield, Missouri, where I used to broadcast up until a few weeks ago. Vinny, we love you. The audience loves you. We love you. You're doing a great job. The show, the broadcast is gaining in popularity. People respect you. You're doing a great job. Now, there's some things that you talk about that cause problems. Would you please not talk about the Baptist Church when people call you and ask you, did the Baptist Church call the police on you to have you arrested? Would you please don't talk about that? And Vinny, when there are advertisers that are suing you to shut down the radio broadcast and people ask you about that, please don't mention their name because they're one of our biggest advertisers. Please don't do that. Is that okay? That is the velvet hammer. And then if you defend yourself and you go, whoa, wait a minute, hold it. These guys are suing me to get me off the air. They're suing me to shut down my radio broadcast. They're demanding that I shut down my company. And you want me to remain silent when somebody asks me a question on the air about it? Or you want me to remain silent when the Ridgecrest Baptist Church comes after you and calls the police on you twice to have you arrested and there's no reason for it? And that's the velvet hammer. That's the velvet hammer. And ultimately, we're going to teach you that if you do what I do, you're going to get fired. And so now I have my afternoons off. I love it.
Let me say something quick.
Go you. Fast.
This programming is reflective of an incredible variety, high quality, state-of-the-art stuff, and my hat's off to you, buddy. You do a great job.
Hey, I'll see you at the Get Prepared Expo. That's July 19, 20, and 21. Information's on the website. More details to follow in the next couple of weeks. I'm Vincent Finelli. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.